His real name was Joseph, but he was Pop Jones to everyone. Born in Birkenhead, England, on December 6, 1878, Mr. Jones came to Canada in 1906. After living for a time in Lachine and Toronto, Pop came west to Edmonton in 1912. He became a part-time caretaker at the Old United Church. He became a part-time caretaker at the Old Norwood United Church in 1931. And took on the position full-time after his closing. His furniture business in 1941. During the early 1930s, Mr. Jones organized a young boys' club at Norwood United. Eventually, the group came to be known as the Jones Boys, until it was changed to the Boiler House Boys in the 1940s. For almost 30 years, while caretaker at Norwood, Pop held court in the boiler room for the youth of the church and district. The Jones' boys spent hours roasting potatoes over the furnace fire and listening to Pop's homespun philosophy. He was their friend, their leader, and their counselor. Though he was only 5 feet tall, to these boys he was a big man, and he had a heart to match. It was a sad day in 1957 when the old church was torn down and Pop's boiler room went with it. The new boiler room just wasn't the same. One day, Mrs. Fern Upright found Pop resting on top of a table. She tore into the minister's office and read the riot act. After all that he had done for the church, poor Pop had no place to even rest. Reverend Wilson agreed and found a new comfortable chair from his old office and painted it with Pop's chair and presented it to him. He was in seventh heaven. Until his retirement at age 82, Pop held court in his chair, and long after he was gone, the chair could still be seen as one entered the church. Many tears were shed when Pop died on April 6, 1965, at the age of 86. The service was held at his beloved Norwood, and the church was filled with men, women, and children who came to pay their last respects to an amazing little man.